From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Those Michigan foreclosure troubles we just heard about are but one piece of a bigger, gloomy economic picture. The Federal Reserve is trying to brighten that picture by cutting a key interest rate again. The Fed announced today that it would drop the federal funds rate by a half point. Bob Moon is here from Marketplace. And Bob, we got an emergency three-quarter point cut last week, and now there's this half point cut. Will this be enough to stimulate the economy?
Well, apparently Wall Street thinks so. The Dow shot up about 140 points within the first few minutes after this announcement. Financial analysts were all over the map on this one. Some were expecting this half a percentage point cut. Others said maybe a quarter percent would be a more prudent approach. Still others said the Fed already cut enough when it jump-started the market with that surprise cut last week. The Fed's given itself some wiggle room here, actually. The statement it just released reiterates that the policymakers will continue to assess the effects of financial and other developments and will act in a timely manner as needed to address those risks. In other words, stay tuned.
And I understand that apparently this was not an easy decision for the Fed to make. What was the challenge? Why was it so tricky to decide on this cut?
Yeah, these monetary policymakers are dealing with a bit of a Goldilocks problem here. They're worried about making things not too cold and not too hot, but just right here. If they guess wrong and the economy starts overheating, if they loosen up the credit market too much, for example, then they run the risk of touching off another borrowing and spending binge, and that could end up having a pressure cooker effect on prices, which is another way of saying inflation could boil over. But here's what the Fed statement said about that. It says they're expecting inflation to moderate in coming quarters. They also say it'll be necessary to continue to monitor inflation developments carefully, though.
And speaking of monitoring, news just crossed the wires here that two banks, including Bank of America, cut their prime rates to their best customers to 6% from 6.5%. Are there other ways in which these cuts from the Fed might affect people's credit card bills or their mortgages?
Well, the prime rate does in some ways attach to some of those credit card bills, some home equity credit lines, but it really depends here. Many of these adjustable rate mortgages are based on other benchmarks. You might need to check out your paperwork on that.
Bob, the other big news today is about the latest numbers on the gross domestic product. What's happening there?
Well, the GDP number was only 0.6% economic growth in the final quarter of 2007. That undoubtedly influenced the Fed today in its decision.
Thanks so much. That is Bob Moon of Public Radio's Daily Business Show, Marketplace.